tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Yes, it's that time of the week, that time you've anxiously been awaiting. And if you say you haven't, we know you are not telling the truth. You are naughty. And this time of the year, you don't want to be naughty. I decided to throw in the Christmas reference there. And not only have you anxiously been awaiting it, but this is a time for the most culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. Yes, my friends, time once again for Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on AM 1160, the talk of the town. It is Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader. And, of course, it is the place to go for all of the best radio programming. Today, our mobile kitchens finds us at, yes, Whole Foods. It is the ultimate place to come and get the ultimate in great food for your friends, your family, and hey, how about you? And we are here to celebrate the holidays. Chef Eric has really dipped low into his mind full of culinary tricks, and he has got some wonderful recipes. He's actually, since it's the holidays, Chef Eric decided that he was going to have Christmas type and a Hanukkah type recipe. So we are going to celebrate both holidays today as it is most befitting. Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, they are the leaders. No, they are the tip top of the world of onions, both Vidalia and this time of the year, Peruvian sweet onions. And how do you know? How do you know, my friends, that you are getting real sweet onions? Because if it doesn't say it on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
Yes, you are correct. And, of course, by Whole Foods. My friends, Whole Foods is the store you need to try. If you haven't been there, check it out. And trust me, it will not bust your pocketbook, but it will make you feel so good inside. Whole Foods, many locations, look for the one nearest you. And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, on Windward Parkway, of course, it is your portal to the world. A world of good times, a world of friends you have yet to meet, and a world of great cigar selections. It's all about Cutter's Cigar Emporium, and always look out. They've got events, a lot of events coming up. They've got a trip to Nicaragua coming up. They've got so many things you need to get involved in. All you need to do is stop by Cutter's Cigar Emporium or look for us online. And I got to tell you, we had, gosh, I've been to two wonderful events in the last 3 weeks. They had a ladies' night that I attended just because, as the ambassador of Cutter's Cigar Emporium, I felt it my obligation. And my goodness.
You draw all the rough duty, don't you?
Well,
I noticed you didn't tell me about the event going on.
Uh-huh. When you and I are holding court at the same time, it can get a little boisterous. But, no, it was a great event and a tremendous event. And they had something like 20 to 25 ladies that showed up. So it was a really, really nice event. Real good crowd. Of course, there were probably twice as many men that showed up. But it was fun to be had by all. Great prize and giveaways. And last weekend, the cigar vixen herself, Delicia, the ambassador for Cigar and Spirits Magazine, was in town. And now, I did invite you to that one.
Yes.
Yes. Now, yes. I don't...
I think it was at the show that you told me. Oh, by the way.
Well...
In case you haven't had anything else planned for the rest of your Saturday.
The only 2 days you're home in a week.
Yeah.
But anyway... Delicia, the cigar vixen, was in town, and She had a two-day event at Cutter's. They had some incredible cigar specials. I mean, 15, 20% off. Delisi was there. They gave away some beautiful boxes of cigars, a beautiful lighter. They had wonderful food. I'm telling you, the events at Cutter's, when they do an event, they do it well. And Chef Eric, you and I both know, when you're doing events, if it's boring or too many or there isn't something of substance you know, I've been to, especially in the cigar world, I've been a lot of those, but Cutter's really does put an exceptional events, and so it was a great time had by all, and I'm here to say Pinguini was very excited. He had a wonderful weekend, and you know, he really enjoyed the Cigar Vixen. She was most appreciative of his featherly ways. So it was a great time had by all. And stop in and see Jim, Lou, John, myself, or Eric. Whenever we get the chance to be there, we are, because we are all family at Cutter Cigar Emporium. And as you're looking to the next year, I know people start planning their vacations a year or so ahead. Chef Eric, we know of one place. If you're going to plan a vacation, it's much more than a vacation, and it's something you need to plan. You can go to Disney World anytime, but if you get a chance, one must go to Israel.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. And, of course, at this time of the year, we were there right about the beginning of Christmas season, and I was kind of surprised. I was kind of taken aback by how many Christmas decorations you could buy in the stores.
Well, there's a large Christian population there. So
in Jerusalem, but it was neat. It was really, really neat. And then to walk in Christ's footsteps as you're literally walking down the same paths he took.
Yeah.
And you're celebrating Christmas, and everybody, I mean, it's just, you cannot believe the experience. And I don't care whether you're a religious person or not, it is an absolutely all-enveloping. It's like you can't even call it a vacation because it gets to be so much more than that.
Yeah.
And so if you get a chance, check out GoIsrael.com. GoIsrael.com. Put that on your list for next year, because I am sure if you do, you will thank us for an eternity. GoIsrael.com is the place to start. Well, Chef Eric, it's great to see you. You've been a road warrior again this week. You've been in, what, three or four states this week?
Yeah, I went from Atlanta to Portland, back to Atlanta, to Columbia, South Carolina, up to Milwaukee, and then back. So
you exhaust me just talking about it. By the way,
yes,
I've been following some of your Facebooks.
Uh-huh.
Very, very good Facebooks you've had. And
well, thank you.
You know, and I think this is because this really fits into the culinary part. You and I both are known to be rather stout lads.
Stout?
Well,
do you think?
Well,
when they say which one is the chef and which one is the fat man?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it kind of narrows it down. But you have done an amazing job. We both really have done a lot of hard work. And, you know, the thing is, you get to a point where it just doesn't show. And you feel like, you know, at the beginning it shows. And all you people, a lot of you people out there going through that going into the holidays.
Oh, you're talking about weight loss.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't want to get to the other. That's for a podcast I wanted to talk to you about later about you and I doing from Cutter's, which I think would be very fun and entertaining. But anyway, people this time of year, you know, you were lamenting the fact where you, even though we've noticed it, you haven't noticed it. And you get to a point where you just, the person doesn't notice it.
Yeah, well, when you're hitting the gym, you know,
as hard as you do.
Yeah, 5 days a week and being absolutely religious to it, and
really
you're watching what you're eating,
yeah,
and all that sort of stuff, and you just, and I mean, I can tell some of the gains, like from a musculature perspective, but that belly just doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. Trust me.
Golly, it's awful.
I lost 50 pounds in 4 months. And the belly doesn't seem like it's shrunk at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... But, my friends, as you get into this holiday season, I always suggest you do this. Take a little time off. Enjoy the holiday seasons, because you only have so many of them. And so just take it, you know, you can look the other way a few times. Enjoy yourself for the holiday season. And just enjoy yourself. Take time enjoy the food, enjoy the camaraderie, or on Saturdays and Sundays, enjoy Chef of the Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs, because we are truly the culinary adventure of a lifetime. We're in your ear each and every week. And when we come back, Chef Eric's going to lay out some of his recipes for today. I'm interested to hear what they are, as I'm sure you are. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, celebrating the good life right here at the Whole Foods in fashionable East Cobb at Merchants Walk.